The way it started really is I was doing this type of work in the United States where there are a number of lawyers doing it, and it is not had not been done in the UK or the rest of Europe before. And I think the reason it started in the United States was that there was a civil rights movement. And in the civil rights movement, lawyers became deeply involved right away, because if you were black and asserted your rights, you were arrested. Then some very foresightful funders saw the environmental movement coming along just behind the civil rights movement in time and said, ah, we need lawyers in the environmental movement as well. As a result, one of the main contributors to the environmental movement in the United States have been all these lawyers. Here, there was no need for a civil rights movement, so the environmental groups became expert campaigners. But law really wasn't part of the deal and never has been. They've never used law strategically. They wouldn't say they have. They haven't. I came here and went around and interviewed people in environmental groups in the UK, in Brussels, and so on, and was very surprised at the paucity of the use of law. And that's where Klein Dirth came from. So bringing the kind of intellectual DNA of work that I had done in the United States into these very different cultures.